out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Trinkle Tinkle. This is a hard tune, there are extensive challenges on the guitar of many different types. So I'm going to go through it pretty slowly and carefully, and it may take a while, but stay with me and maybe you'll get something out of it. I know I did. So this first phrase is actually probably the hardest thing of the whole tune. These are the notes. And in time, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the A section. So I'm going to go through this real slow. Here's the first. D flat, B flat, A flat, G. And I'm playing it like this instead of like, I'm playing it with my third finger. 3-1, 3-2. Why? Because I want to use this shape a couple of times and it just kind of expands. But if I do fourth finger, it's going to be harder to move, and you'll see what I mean. So if I go, that's the next one. E flat, D flat, B flat, A.
So I'm using the same fingering for both. And the same picking. Picking I'm using here, down, up, up, down. This is what drummers would call doubles. Two notes on one string, two notes on another string. Right, right, left, left. Right, right, left, left, right, left. Right, right, left, left, right, right, left, left. Now, drummers, to practice doubles sometimes, because the second double, second note of each double tends to be a little weaker, sometimes they accent that one, like. Clarity and articulation, if you can, so you don't slur through that. It is okay. I'm sure plenty of guitar players play it like something like this. You know, I just like to have the articulation to be able to kind of control a little more of the dynamics and the accents of each note. Practice this double enough so that it becomes one kind of gesture. Maybe I'll move it around. Backwards. Because it doesn't always work out that way with scales, but anyway. So I practice that enough to get it so that it's pretty clear. It's not an easy thing. I think I've practiced that quite a bit over the years, so. That type of thing. Oops. That's the next note of the melody. I might do something like that just to sort of start linking the melody together down the way. Now, what is the second part? Just triplets like this. One, two, three, four. And then putting triplets inside those triplets. So fill each one in with this E flat to D. I'm hitting the G with a third finger because I need to use the second finger for my for the E flat. So I'm going 1 2 1 3 2 1, 1 2 1 3 2 1 3 2 1, 4 2 1 4. Make it to the C sharp. You could also go something like that. It's an A7 that you're going for there. Fourth finger, a little stronger arrival, as opposed to, that's fun though, don't need to use a thumb, I could just, that's kind of, across them. Solo. Oh, sorry. So this is just... So the chords are like... it's an E-flat, the tune. But it starts off going as if it's going to the four chord, 2-5. So it starts in B-flat minor. And it kind of goes to A7 there as a tritone, you know. Beats, but that I'll talk about in a second. So after this opening phrase, A flat 7, that's just a typical like that kind of tune in Mark, but you hear that in a phrase in a bunch of Mark tunes. This time it goes up and hits these minor thirds. And then it goes around circle fifths. This is like a D flat minor starting on a C with major thirds on top. Because it's going towards a whole tone kind of sound. So this is on the F sharp. It's like a B7 there, then it goes like an E7, continues the major thirds down, then it goes to like an F minor, major third here to the whole step. So this is all a bunch of whole tone stuff there, but it's kind of changing. So after it goes, it's the E7, and it's like a major third to like a whole step on the F minor, then B flat 7, and this is kind of like, if I were to do it with fingers, it'd be like, oh. F sharp alternating with a sort of descending whole tone scale from D. Right? It's hard to do. It's really hard to do it at full tempo. I think on the record I did it with fingers. If I'm using the pick and I don't want to switch back and forth for just that one phrase, I might hit just the off beats. So I might go. Full phrase at the end. See, it's hard for me. Maybe somebody has a better solution for that. When I go to fingers, it becomes such a different tone. That it kind of takes the
impact out of that phrase a little bit. So I think I prefer to just hit the off beats and you still kind of get the same effect. This is a tune where you have to make a few compromises. So oftentimes you have to make the choice between playing all the notes and staying exactly true to the tune, or the articulation that you want to get, which often is not playing all the notes, but getting a better feel. Record Max Roach plays a two-bar fill there where that E-flat is, and it's like a weird number of beats. So I guess it's two beats short or something. 3, 4. Yeah, it's two beats short because the that's the A section. So it has a weird little turnaround at the end where it goes like E, F, B, E flat. So from the circle fifths, A flat, D flat, G flat, B, E, F minor. All those are down to seven chords. So A flat 7, D flat 7, F sharp 7, D 7, E 7, F minor, and B flat 7, E more triplets, more stuff inside of triplets. So I'm going, technically it's 16th notes inside of triplets, but you can't really do it properly on guitar, and it goes by so fast that you get a better effect, I think, by just playing the triplets inside of triplets. I'm playing C flat, B flat, A flat. And for the last one, I'll go. So I'll go. Same thing for this one. This is all. Both of these have an F at the end. The way Monk plays them. I just don't really know how to get that F in there on those, so I just leave off the F and I play. I play the F at the very end. So I do it again, the F there. Pretty hard stuff, but so the beginning of the bridge is, so that's, that's C sharp, D, E flat, D, F.
here for fun, but I think I have too much picking. Maybe grab the D again. Either way, so. Oh, sorry. That's a G, kind of like a B minor over G. And then this one really is. I think Coltrane sometimes just plays it twice. Instead of... you can't really do it three times on the guitar, but you can do it. I just kind of do a slide like... Again, I leave off the last note, which is a G. And then you play these minor sevenths here, which are the top of like an A flat and an A natural sixth chord. You can play the whole chord or just the sixth. Now a bunch of minor sixths, I mean major sixths. Nice to just pluck. This is an F, like the top of an F7, F sharp 7. Sorry. And then that's like da, da, da. This is 2-5. That's a mate. That's a flat 7 fourth, and then that ninth sliding down to the flat 9. So. But these are all major sixths till you get here. That's a minor seventh. And then it becomes a tritone. The tritone is in the top of a B flat 7 chord. Not this tritone, but the other part of the diminished. Sound that diminishes off the B flat 7. So that becomes. Alright, so the bridge. You can also pick those if you want. Like actually do the whole head with the pick. You can't bar them anymore because you get a minor triad, so you gotta do two fingers so you can mute the middle string. And you gotta switch the fingers here. So kinda like that actually. Okay, so myself faster, you know, it takes a while to get the time feel right because there's so many details, but I'll try and get it like here. 1, 2, 3. Oops. 1, 2. Okay, that was horrible. Let me try again. 1, 2, 3. So that's the gist of it. That's one exercise. This is another challenge. Getting those pull-offs to really... And then... grabbing these bass notes in between the phrases is another challenge. Last. The best I can do with the pick is about like. You know, quite difficult. Do it much faster with the fingers, but it's less articulated. If I had fingernails, maybe so. So. This is a challenge. And the six.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.